A routine parliamentary session descends into violence. A member of parliament slaps and kicks one of his colleagues. The woman was pregnant and has since miscarried. Even so, some politicians say she deserved the beating.
She started it. I understand the MP that hit her. She insulted his religious leader. I disapprove of what happened.
Charges have been laid against the offending MP, but despite robust new laws to protect women and girls in Senegal, research shows 68% of women victims of such crimes never speak out. It took Mama Mbang 19 years to summon up the courage to bring an end to her marriage and the daily blows that came with living with her husband. He would beat her unconscious, hitting her so hard that he damaged the nerves at the base of her skull, leaving her blind in the right eye. And Mbang eventually left him and approached the police, but he continues to threaten her.
It's painful. It really hurts that he is still free. After everything he has done, he continues to harass me and goes looking for me, but I want to live my life.
Her closest relatives knew about the violence but did nothing to stop it. According to the UN, 1 in 3 women worldwide experienced sexual or domestic violence.
The rising number of cases is linked to fear of denouncing such acts and certain level of negligence and normalization of domestic violence. It is certainly the case in the household and beyond.
The brawl in parliament has sparked a national conversation about the treatment of women, and it's not the only case in the public spotlight.
We're outside the main courthouse in Dakar, where Ousmane Sonko, the main opposition leader, is standing trial for rape. Look at the headlines. It says, she is finally ready. The moment she has been waiting for, or this one, the sweet and beautiful duel. There's an undertone of sexism where the onus is on the woman to prove her innocence rather than on the man.
Few women are willing to come forward. Many of those who do are still afraid, but defiant, rebuilding their lives one step at a time. Nicholas Honk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.